News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Let's go to Pádraic Cribben, Chief Executive of the Vintners Federation of Ireland. Pádraic, the morning after, the night before, how did your members get on last night?
Morning, Shane. Well, I suppose yesterday was, I'd say, a relatively quiet day for a number of reasons. Monday is a relatively quiet day anyway in the trade, but also we didn't get the final regulations. I didn't get them until mid-morning yesterday, and it took a little bit of time to put them into a presentable form, so it was lunchtime before a lot of our members actually got sight of what was required. And a number of pubs would have made the decision to defer because they didn't have the actual guidelines and regulations until later in the week. For those that were open, and I spoke to quite a number of them last night, it was an enjoyable experience for them and for their regulars. It was a day tinged with relief and also tinged with anxiety because there are a lot of new regulations to be complied with. But by and large, the public were up for it. The publicans were up for it. One or two issues with the COVID checking regime in terms of the checker, whether it was a broadband issue or whatever, but generally a positive day.
Okay. What percentage of your members opened?
Very difficult to say. I wouldn't have a fix on that at this point in time. Bear in mind that a lot of them were already open for outdoor drinking and dining. Probably somewhere north of 50% were open. Of the others, I suspect it's going to be, rather than what happened yesterday, it's going to be a process over the week. Some will open Wednesday, some will open Thursday, some will open for the weekend. I think we'll have a much better fix on that probably this day week or next Monday. But the anecdotal evidence that we have from talking to people around the country is that the vast, vast majority are going to reopen during the course of this week.
Okay, and Pádraic, just before you go, I mean, we heard so much stuff in the lead up to this about all the problems, and it's going to be chaos, and people are going to be, aggressive, and it was going to be difficult to administer. None of that seemed to have manifested itself. It was a little bit like the smoking ban, really, wasn't it? Actually, everyone said this is going to be chaos.
Not really. I mean, you're talking about one day. I mean, even before yesterday, we've had plenty of incidents around the country of people creating issues about masks, about seating. People that are out to cause issues. So we've had quite a number of issues of that already.
How many people fall into that category in all reality? How many people are going to kick up a fuss in those situations?
It doesn't make any difference if you're facing that on your premises, at the door. It doesn't make any difference whether it's one or 21. It is a major issue to have to contend with. Mm. And if you look at the threats that have been expressed on social media over the last 2 weeks to individual premises, it has been pretty sickening in a lot of cases. But hopefully, and I do say hopefully, that won't manifest itself in reality, it'll be a lot of barking and no bite. And if that's what transpires, then we'll all be considerably happier.
Okay, we will leave it there. Pádraic Cribben, Chief Executive of the Vintners Federation of Ireland, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast.